Well, this is going to be a good chat, and I'm looking forward to it. It is Kim Brennan on the line. She won gold 2016 Rio de Janeiro in the single sculls. Good morning, Kim.
Morning, guys.
Well, let's talk about the Olympics to start with. How has that changed your life?
It's funny. It's something that is so incredibly satisfying, but I think it's not the Olympics itself that changes you. I think it's what you learn by being a sports person, by pursuing something for really the majority of my athlete life. Taught me a heap about teamwork and sticking at something, and I guess what as humans we are capable of learning and improving on.
And how hard you guys work as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things that it's actually strange looking back on. I these days, sitting in an office, it feels a world away to be able to do, you know, 8 hours of really solid training in a day and back up the next day and do it again. It really is it's a tough life, but it's a very satisfying life.
Yeah, it always intrigues me about the pain barriers of what you've done, because you push to that VO2 max.
Yeah, it's one of the things that often people think that athletes train to get physically fitter and stronger. What we actually train ourselves to do is to be mentally stronger, to be able to put up with more exertion. So you get used to, you know, hearing those voices that I'm exhausted, and you hear your body telling you too much lactate, got to slow down. And it's about your mind telling your body, actually, no, I'm going to keep going. I think that's why we train.
Are you going to keep training, Kim? You've had your time off now. Have you had thoughts about Tokyo?
It's an interesting one. I haven't made a final official call, but I moved into a new job. I'm working at EY, and I'm loving the new challenge of applying all the skills that I learned in sport to the business world. Yeah. I'm enjoying playing a different role in sport, helping out in advisory roles and administrative roles and supporting athletes in a different way. So now I'm pretty happy being on the sidelines. Our rowers did an exceptional job at the World Championships this year, and I think it's pretty satisfying to see the next generation come through and achieve excellent things.
All right, you talk about the mental side of things. Mm-hmm. Today's a very important day. You're one of the guest speakers at a seminar aiming to help tackle athletes' issues with mental health issues.
Yeah, it's a Crossing the Line forum. This is the second year that it's been run, and it's really about starting the conversation about athlete mental health, athlete identity, the things that are unique for people who dedicate their lives to sport, and what we can do better to help athletes during their sporting lives, but also transitioning out of sport. It was an incredible success last time around. They've sold out this conference as well. I think it's a really great opportunity to get people passionate about this cause in a room and starting to talk about the big issues.
Well, this seminar is going to be in George Street. You've said it's sold out, but what can you do? What is there one key message, Kim, that you have for athletes who are so focused and are having troubles coping?
I think probably the biggest takeout from last year's conference was to start the conversation really early. So when athletes first get into sport, making sure that athletes are aware that they're a person first, and their sporting ability is something that helps make them who they are, but it's not the entirety of their identity. And having that conversation early on about who do you want to be outside of sport? And I think just having the openness to realise that, being an elite sports person doesn't make you immune to mental health issues. And it's, as with everyone else in society, it's really important to have those open conversations and not be scared to ask for help when you need it. And I think these sort of conferences really help us think about how we educate everyone in the sporting environment, so we can be as supportive as possible to our teammates, to our friends, to our families. So it's not all about, you know, the glittering gold at the end, but it's about developing exceptional people.
It is, Kim. It's a difficult one, isn't it? And I think swimming comes to mind. Is there a particular sport that is more prone to mental health issues than others?
Look, I'm not sure, and I'm actually I'm not sure whether athletes are necessarily more or less prone than the general population, but there's something that, particularly when athletes focus 100% on sport from quite a young age in their developing teenage years, that might make it a little bit harder to transition out of that all-encompassing world. As a sports person, you live in an environment where you're so focused on one goal, you're supported by so many people, your clarity of purpose and your identity is so caught up in your sport. Mm. And so potentially the sports that are having athletes excel at an earlier age might create that transition out of sport at the other end a little bit more challenging.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. I mean, I know personally, Kim, I didn't have such a struggle transitioning out of my sport into what I do now, and I love what I do, but I know about mental health, having suffered at times, and it is that conversation, though, isn't it? It's the willingness, and it's easy not to acknowledge because you don't want to feel you're that person who's prone to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, another thing to come out of this conference last year was that it's okay and it's normal to be struggling, and everyone struggles at times. And I think this is also about developing a community. So you have those conversations and you realise that this, you know, mental health is a spectrum, and everyone moves across different parts of the spectrum at different times in their life. And having the people around you who can support you through the tough times is really important. And I just think that, you know, the friends you make and the openness to be able to have those discussions is really key.
Good on you. We thank you very much. Speak well today. I know it will be with passion, and may this continue.
Thanks so much for having me.